Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Josh, you were off like, and I was, I forgot, it happened like on a Friday night. We forgot our buddy died. The comedian, what's his name? I forget now. Real.
I'm drawing a blank.
The big guy.
Yeah. Oh, we liked him.
Yeah, that came into the studio. Oh, I am drawing a blank right now.
Not Phil.
He's in your phone. Oh, man. What in the heck was his name? Now I can't think of it.
Oh, he lost so much weight, but he put it back on. He was awesome.
Oh, man. What the heck? He just died.
Ralphie.
Ralphie, yes. May. Yes.
Yes.
He died. Like,
that is awful.
Yes. I don't know why I was drawing a blank. I knew his name. But yeah, he would always, he'd call us and be like, I want to come on your show when I'm in Pittsburgh. I want to come in.
Yeah.
And he'd come in all the time. And he was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. One time we just let him go for like 28 minutes. He's unreal. R.I.P. Ralphie May. It was like a week and a half ago, but it happened on like a Friday.
Oh, terrible. That's right. I remember you tweeted out a picture,
yes.
I believe, right?
Yeah, when he was in here. He came on like 3-4 times with us.
That was terrible.
Anyway, Mike and Allison Park. Mike, what's up with this whole deal with Mike Mitchell?
Well, I don't have a problem with him being aggressive. I think that's what football's supposed to be. Does he get out of control sometimes? Yeah, but people are moving fast. But I think it was Jim that mentioned the issue I have is when you make a tackle 15 yards downfield on a pass play or Fournette 12 yards, fuck the cheerleading crap. That's, to me, that's selfish, and it's not helping the team. But the main problem I have with him, sometimes I wonder, does he realize there's a ball being used in the game? Because a lot of times at his position, he should be getting more interceptions. He never plays the ball.
Well, let me ask you this. That's a fair point, but I think the residual effect of that sometimes people don't understand. When he does, Mike, hit people like that, or when he does go for the body, when he does punish you, the residual effect that can't be measured in stats is this. How leery are men the next time to run across the middle, as opposed to Mike Mitchell playing the ball sometimes, and then there's not that fear factor, so to speak?
Oh, I agree, but he, to me, play the ball sometimes. I mean, the other thing, too, is the way the NFL's officiated now. It's almost like if you hit somebody hard, they're calling a penalty.
They're looking to call a penalty. You're right. Bob and Braddock. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, as far as the Twitter poll, 80% against Mike Mitchell, I think I'm not sure about the demographics of Twitter. I'm not on Twitter, and I kind of like Mike Mitchell the way he plays. He plays tough.
People are more apt to talk when they're mad is what you're getting at, right?
Exactly. They're going to want to bitch and moan. Mm-hmm. Even if the Steelers win, nobody's going to call and say, hey, great game, we won. So I think, based on, in the radio industry, people are going to call him bitch, like the guy from Robinson. Oh, he's got something bad to say.
John and Robinson. So, yeah, it's your guy.
But the Twitter, I'm not on Twitter. I'm 56. I'm curious on Twitter, like, what the demographics are. Because there's people that don't speak up, like Mike Mitchell. I think he plays hard. He does some dumb things sometimes, but like you say, he's like Ryan Clark. He hits the guy hard and makes you think twice about coming over the middle.
There is, and we said this yesterday, Bob, like there's a value in striking fear in other men. In football's intent with a guy like Mike Mitchell still is, even unstated, to try to make that other guy not get back in the football game. Don't let people lie to you.
Just like baseball, throwing one high and tight makes you think.
Yes, absolutely.
And then not only that, Colin, when you're playing the Steelers, you know what you get as the opposing team? The last four games played, and you watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see a couple of those across sprinkled across, you're right. Those receivers are thinking twice.
That guy's worth every single penny the Steelers are paying him.
I couldn't agree
every
more.
There were skeptics after the first year when he played hurt and played through injury. I think the guy is superb. And we talk about – it's funny. We talk about how the back end of the Steelers' defense has gotten so much better. And people say, wow, Mike Hilton, he's really good. Artie Burns, he's coming into his own. Sean Davis, wow. And then you're like, well, Mike Mitchell's back there too. Like, I hope he is as much of the improvement as anybody back there.
I think so too. I think we talked last year, and we should have, about Hargrave and then Davis and Burns. And when they started playing, the defense started getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison too, actually. And since Mike Mitchell's been healthy, That's the defense.
But Mike
Mitchell's
also matured since he's been
here.
Yes, sir. When he first got here, he was trying to make that statement, starting fights out of bounds, hitting away. He's
got off Twitter as much, right?
Yeah, and so he's turned it around. He's physical when he needs to be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.